Welcome to 106.9, the most fascinating news this side of the world. Today is March 4th, 1933. With me, your host, Arnold Buchanan. The weather today is rather moist here in Texas, with the high of 95 and partly sunny. Now in other news, today we will be covering some very solemn things happening. First up is the Depression and its effects on everyone. Hoover is currently trying to fix it, and you will hear about him later. In other news, the election has gotten everyone quite riled up. The inauguration is something big going on right now that Catherine Cook will be telling you about shortly. And that's it for me, your host, Arnold Buchanan, signing off.
Good morning. This is Sally Hansen giving you the latest news on President Hoover. Many people have been asking me questions on how he handled the Great Depression. On Thursday, October 24th, 1929, we all know that the market crashed. Hoover, from recent interviews, said that he believed it was just part of the recession. He formed new government agencies to try and help out, but this did not work. He also tried to keep federal budget balanced, a determination that costs him dearly. A lot of people are blaming the recession on President Hoover. And that's it, y'all.
Hello, America. My name is Barbara Hadley, and I will be talking about the presidential election that is currently happening here in Texas. Today is November 8th, 1932, and I'm reporting right after the election took place. Franklin Roosevelt had won the election, and John Garner as his vice president. A few years before the election, on October 29th, 1929, the stock market had crashed, starting an unsettling amount of upset for Americans, leading to the Industrial Revolution shrinking by 46%, foreign trade shrinking by 70%, and the amount of unemployment had been increasing by 607%. Around 1 in 4 Americans were out of a job, and the crime rates went really high. The Great Depression lasted over 10 years. During the election, Franklin Roosevelt won by having 472 electoral votes, and Herbert Hoover only had 59 electoral votes. The election was a wake-up call for America because FDR was telling Americans how he was going to fix the Great Depression. Lots of people seemed excited to vote today. And now, on to Catherine Cook with Franklin D. Roosevelt's inauguration.
Thank you, Barbara. I'm Catherine Cook. I'm here at Franklin D. Roosevelt's inauguration. It's March 4th, 1933. The crowd is filled with excitement, and when FDR began to speak, everyone became silent. He stated, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. In his mind, we shouldn't be afraid or think it's cowardly to be afraid." He sent many great messages throughout his speech. This was to prepare us for the government expansion. After the inauguration speech, everyone felt satisfied and confident with our new president. We are now in good hands. Thank you, and signing off to Arnold.
It's me again, your host, Arnold Buchanan. We all think that FDR will be able to solve the Great Depression. He seems like a pretty good man. He knows what he's doing. And that about sums it up today, folks. Everyone have a good day. Signing off.